when it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
We need to get rid of the weaponization of therapy speak.
The shame that you're feeling around your past is keeping you chained to it, right?
Why are you still hurt over a heartbreak that happened when you were 12? Mm-hmm.
The devil works hard.
Over time, he wakes up and he's like,
oh, I was young and I was dumb. You won't always be young, but you will always be a fool if you're not careful.
Hello and welcome to the To My Sisters podcast. I'm Renee.
And I'm Courtney, and we are your online sisters and hosts of the To My Sisters podcast.
Now, we are all about promoting the wellness, growth and development of a community of sisters across the world.
And in today's conversation, we are going to be talking about 10 things you need to leave in 2023.
Leave it.
Okay.
Got them.
Listen, it is December. How did we get into December already?
2023.
Insanity.
It's actually
2023. Where did this year go? Okay, so as we are now preparing for 2024, how we got here, we don't know.
Don't you feel like 2024 is like a very made up year? Like, it's just
not real. To be fair, the rest of the years going forward, it's quite serious.
You know, when we get to the 2030 something, I want to be like, guys, be freaking
I remember when I saw that my 16 plus Oyster expired in 2015. I thought, 2015?
Right.
When are we even going to get there?
And yet.
Hmm.
Not only have we got it there, but we surpassed it.
We've even surpassed it by 9 years. But yes. As we prepare for 2024,
Yikes.
And you're probably penning down vision, goals, New Year's resolutions and all of that stuff, just thinking about what you want next year to look like. We know that there are some things you're going to have to let go of. And so I thought, why not talk about some of those things? What are the things we have to leave behind us and start getting our minds right for the new year? All right. But before we get into that, you already know the deal. Let's sweep the house. Let's make sure it's clean. Let's make sure we're all on the same page. Housekeeping announcements.
We do have one, and that's to say a massive thank you to all of our listeners.
Oh,
I was having a little
Spotify wrapped.
I was having a little purview, a little look over our Spotify wrapped. And it seems like we have listeners from over 133 countries.
I'm not shocked.
The sisters are still sharing through the WhatsApp.
They love a good WhatsApp.
And we are really approaching that whole, I know we said, oh, we wanted like a couple bills and stuff like that, but it's really giving 6-7 bill downloads.
Oh, yeah. Easy. What? Global sisterhood, did they say?
And over half of our listeners found us this year.
You're joking.
I'm not joking. I'm going to send the stats on the IG just to back up.
That's crazy.
Insane.
Shout out to 2023.
The ladies in 2023, if you are new here, you know in church where you're new.
Yeah, say, newcomers, please stand. Let us welcome
give
you.
Give them a hug and say hello. This is us giving you virtual hugs, saying hello.
Hello.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. We are so happy that you are here. Mm. But also, shout out to our OG sisters because we've been seeing on the socials as well, two of my sisters coming at the top of people's lists.
Top ranking, baby. And you know what? Shout out to you guys. What? Shout out to everyone who's been rocking with us since 2020 when we started this podcast.
Insane.
Around here, we're doing Glowing and Growing. We hope to hear updates on your Glowing and Growing journey. But honestly, the messages have been crazy about how we have had the privilege of being a part of your life. And so thank you. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for every download. Literally, this journey
every
has
stream.
Been crazy.
Insane.
Every stream has made an impact. So thank you. And we will do our own little wrapped situation for our last episode of 2023 very soon so that you know the impact that we've had as a community. But crazy.
Insane.
What a crazy year.
Insane. I was looking at those stats like, wow, global.
Well,
they say global sisterhood, but global. So shout out to our sisters.
Yeah.
We still have, do you know what was also interesting? Mm-hmm. The majority of our new listeners came from Kenya and Nigeria.
I'm not sure.
I'm not sure. Kenya, Nigeria, and South Africa. South African ladies, you always have to make it.
Everyone
about
is
you.
Gunning
make
for the same
character.
Place. No, everyone is gunning for that top place. Everybody wants to dethrone South Africa.
100%.
And I really have my bets on Nigeria.
Genuinely.
I really have my bets. Ghana, arise. I don't know. Is it because we're a sport nation or what? Monsoon, come on, get up.
Oh, compatriots, it's your time to rise and shine. But come on. Shout out to our East and South African sisters. You guys really stood up.
Yeah.
Kenya, I said what?
Yeah. I can't wait to go to Kenya.
Oh, 110%. 110%. Oh. Kenyan sisters, if you will have us, please be to make way for us.
Make a way.
Let
make
God
way.
God will make a way.
Oh, but shut up.
But no, sisters, thank you so much. And listen, I know we've been saying for the past 3 years, oh, we're only getting started. But we are actually only getting started.
We have
a whole legacy, a whole bunch of exciting stuff coming up for 2024.
We do.
And as much as, you know, the South African sisters have been weaseling their way into the top, we're looking forward to seeing you sisters in literally, what, 2 months now? Three months?
Can you
That's
imagine?
Insane. This thing that we said, oh, can it's so imagine? Far away. South Africa, we'll see you soon,
what
buddy.
What is the meaning of
yes,
that?
Yes, girl. We're going to do Ama Piano, all of that stuff. We're ready
Sorry,
for
this
you.
Excitement is
I know.
Serious.
It's literally because, and guys, I didn't plan this. My birthday falls in that week. I didn't plan it.
Crazy.
I didn't plan it. So I want to see all the legwork for our sister Renee, really, please.
We're going to live it up. We're going to live it up. Let's just keep that. Let's just keep that housekeeping, celebrating you guys. Why That's not? Honestly, it has been a crazy time. Can't believe how much life has changed.
Honestly.
So thank you. Thank you so much. Keep sharing on WhatsApp. Keep listening. We love to see it. There is a sister somewhere in the world that actually needs help. So let's get into the ding, ding, ding.
Dilemma.
Let's go. And this dilemma comes all the way from Zimbabwe.
What?
Yeah. Hey, Courtney and Renee.
Hi.
First of all, I absolutely love you guys and I follow you everywhere.
Love
you. Are really doing the Lord's work, walking in purpose, being boss babes, and I'm grateful we get to grow and glow together. Fantastic. Thank you for being so inspirational. So here's my dilemma. Mm-hmm. My best friend, literally the Renee to my Courtney, the girl to my Oprah, the David to my Jonathan, get it? We are that close, of 13 years, just suggested that I should consider getting to know her ex-situationship with the possibility of building a relationship with him. This guy was the one who gave her first kiss when we were 15 years old. Uh-oh. We are now 27 and they were a secret situationship for a number of months. They never officially got into a relationship because my best friend is a pastor's child and this guy is a member of their church. So at the time, he didn't want to get into any trouble or complications. My best friend is now in a beautiful and healthy relationship with the man of her dreams and they are already making plans to get married in the next few months. I have always been of the opinion that I should never entertain a guy that my best friend has liked, dated, or even had a situationship with because it simply would complicate things. So whenever she has dated or liked someone, I have made efforts to get to know the person but have always maintained strict boundaries by treating the guys as brothers slash friends. With this particular guy, we honestly got along pretty well and I am realizing only now that we talked quite a lot whilst him and my friend were seeing each other, even planned cute surprises for her together. When I met him for the first time, I already knew about the situationship, so I didn't see him as a potential partner at all, but I really loved his personality and smile. After my best friend suggested I get to know him, I went to check my Facebook messages because I remembered we had spoken, and it turns out that though him and my friend were no longer together since 2012, he randomly reached out and checked in on me in 2017 and 2019. I have stalked him a bit on his social media, and for the first time, I think I actually like a guy my best friend has liked too, because we generally don't have the same taste in men anyway. I honestly don't know how I feel about the history he has with my friend, and I just find the whole situation a little awkward. I have always looked forward to my best friend and I going on double dates and vacations with our partners, etc. And now the thought of it being with someone she was once with and who has kissed is honestly a bit of a struggle for me. So please help your sister out. Would you date your best friend's ex-situationship? Thank you in advance and well wishes from your beloved sister with a decision to make all the way from Zimbabwe.
Well, isn't that an awkward situation?
Very.
You know what's funny about it? Well, not funny. Well, what is ironic about the situation is these are the kind of conversations we actually have in amongst our girl squad, and it makes me think of shout out to the squad. We love you guys. We will see you soon. We had the conversation of, oh, would you date this person? Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Would you date this person's ex?
Uproar.
Because some people believed absolutely no under no circumstances, and some people believed actually
it could run.
Under certain circumstances, it could run. I just want to put out a disclaimer. I think you should do what you want with your life, and you can choose to take this advice or choose to take this, you know, with a pinch of salt. Mm-hmm. I think there may be circumstances to let this run.
1,000%.
And I will explain why. Mm-hmm. No one ever wants to be in a situation where they're dating somebody that their friend has previously liked.
Yeah.
However, it's been a while. Mm-hmm. They had their little situationship, their fling when...
They were 15.
You were 15.
15 is young.
15. Ah, you know, your brain hasn't even the frontal lobe cortex.
Not fully developed.
That, not fully developed, all that kind of... You know, it's just all hot and busty. You know, just hot and horny. Do you know what I'm saying? So yeah. I think because it's actually been a substantial amount of time, and from what I understand about the interactions, especially because you guys are besties, it doesn't sound as though there were a lot of like complications, and it doesn't sound as though it reached a stage of maturity where it would be detrimental. Like, they weren't actually boyfriend and girlfriend. Yeah. They weren't, you know, as far as I can hear, they haven't slept together. Yeah. And as much as they might have kissed, and yeah, it's a bit tight that, oh, okay, the first kiss, meh, all that kind of nonsense. Aside from that, obviously, depending on your levels of comfort, I don't know if that's enough to prevent y'all from at least trying to see if this could work. Do you know what I mean? I don't know. And that's just my level of comfort. I think what also adds to this is, from what I can understand, I don't hear that there's been any kind of romantic interactions between that person and your best friend since that point. I also don't, like, the fact that she's actually in a thriving relationship, about to be married. Yeah. I mean, my good sis, unless she's trying to do a 360 and say, I'm trying to marry this guy.
And the fact that she even suggested that you two should go out.
It means that maybe it might have been a case of, she met this person ages ago and thought that something could happen. It didn't. Mm-hmm. Maybe, like, they weren't actually compatible, and that's fine. But since you're noticing that there's a lot of compatibility between you and this guy, as well as the fact that he's been checking up on you in the past few years, I think it's worth giving it a shot. Girl. It's not saying that you have to marry the man straight off the bat, but I think the distance, I think the fact that your friend is in a thriving relationship, and actually, we always want to assume that our best friends are people that actually want to see us in good, thriving and healthy relationships. So since you know and love your best friend, I don't think she would be suggesting this out of spite or out of any kind of resentment or any kind of negative or ill intent. I think it's actually sounding like she has positive intentions. Three, it was a while ago. They were really, really young. And I don't think anything massively inappropriately, you know, happened.
Yeah,
I think it may be worth exploring this, because I think sometimes we can blow out of proportion the level of engagement or relationship folks may have had. Mm-hmm. And I know that it's a blanket rule, right? Don't touch what your sister has touched before, right? But I don't, she hasn't really touched this one too tough. You know, I've
perused.
It's more of a,
she perused. A light. Yeah, she perused.
I think it was more of window a window shop.
A little pickup.
Just a small pickup. And then, you know, it might need a light dusting.
Yeah.
You know, when you go to like computer exchange or like one of those exchange shops and they have different grades that you can. This one is still looking like it's face value that you can purchase this one.
Like new.
Like new. Like that's new. This is terrible. Not us comparing the bad to like new.
Electronic.
Well, this is this is giving like new, you know, and this face value price, you might have to take off a couple of maybe £1 or something like that. But I think it's worth exploring. And because I think you've gone around this about this the right way. Yeah. You have been super cordial, super, super respectful. And the fact that you haven't pursued anything romantic with him because of that principle speaks to the fact that you're actually a good friend. Mm-hmm. And I think even having the conversation with her as well and laying out and saying, look, sis, thank you for this suggestion. I am feeling a bit of discomfort at the fact that obviously you guys may have dated before or kind of, you know, been involved in some capacity before. Can you give me some kind of affirmation that, you know, I can be secure in my pursuit of this? And I think as somebody that is your best friend, I'm sure she will oblige, especially because she suggested it.
Yeah.
And I think also if you do decide to go out on dates with this guy and get to know him, I think it's worth also bringing it up. Like, I am aware of the fact that you may have dated my friend. This can cause me a bit of discomfort. So I will also need, again, it's not an insecurity per se, but it's more so I need that affirmation that whilst clarity. You are, whilst you are pursuing me, you have eyes for me only. Yes. And this, you know, I don't have any cause for concern later down the line. And I think it actually gives both your friend and this new guy the opportunity to really rise and shine and show themselves to be worthy, friendly, loving. So I think this is a real opportunity for you to, you know, dibble dabble into love. I don't think that that's enough cause for you to feel as though you should throw this opportunity away. I think test it out and see where you you know, yeah, you go with it, where you land with it. But I think the circumstances point to this being a potential viable option. And if you guys are actually compatible, it sounds like you guys have been hitting it off, not even in the romantic, you know,
but
in the friendship area. And that's the bit that's lacking in so many romantic relationships. Y'all ain't friends. If you've got that firm foundation or the spark of that foundation, I think it's worth exploring.
I completely agree.
I think
sis.
It is.
For clarity, when we had this
conversation
Courtney, in our friendship group, I was very much listen.
One thing about Courtney, I don't know if you guys have watched, like, I don't know, Law and Order, Suits or anything. Courtney is a detective in a different life.
Real?
No, she's a detective, but she's also a defense attorney. So sis was given point evidence explanation.
No,
link back
it,
to
guys.
The question as well as to why
this could run
back. This could run. And I would love for you to give us a point
let me give you the run through. Mm-hmm. Let me give you the debrief. Essentially for me, depending on the nature of the relationship
really
and how it ended.
Yeah.
Depending on the nature of the relationship and how it ended, mm-hmm. this could run. Because at the end of the day, especially when you're young, and we had this conversation like in our early 20s,
yep.
you don't really know what you're doing. Now, would I date somebody's ex-situationship now? Maybe not, because I feel like sometimes, especially with situationships, when you're older, more mature, things get entangled a lot more.
It's quite nasty.
A lot more, especially when there's things like sex involved or money, or just in general, the pressure of feeling like I need to find my person. Mm-hmm. Whereas when you're younger, you're experimenting, you're dating this person. Everyone is basically your glorified friend.
100%.
Do you know what I mean? Unless you like have sex and your relationship progressed in a very unique way. So I feel like when you are younger and it's like, oh, I dated this person a couple times to see if they could be the person and they weren't. Yes, we shared a cheeky kiss. I feel like you could date the person, because the person is basically, we're all just kissing each other. Do you know what I mean?
She said just kissing.
It's a network of things.
No, I'm screwed.
But also I think the caveat here is, like I said, what was the nature of the relationship and how much emotions were involved?
Right.
Because if you do, and I completely agree with what you said, I think you need to ask her and him, is there anything lingering for this person? Mm-hmm. And also, even despite what they say, even if they're both like, no, I haven't thought about this person in years, or yeah, I've got my man, sis, like I wouldn't be mindful. When you do all interact together, which I highly recommend you do, just pay attention to what is going on. What are the emotions? What's the nature of the interaction like? Is there a sense of over-familiarity there? Mm-hmm. Just keep your eyes open to this, because whilst I do think this is a viable option, I do think you need to proceed with wisdom and caution, just because you don't know what emotions could arise once they finally reunite, especially if they're reuniting in the context of a double date or a group activity. And so just pay attention to their behavior, their relationship with one another. But listen, sis, finding people who you can genuinely engage in friendship with and then that evolve into a romantic relationship is actually very hard. Very, very, very hard. And if you have found, I don't actually think, as much as you said, you and your partner don't have the same type. Mm-hmm. I think with you being friends in general, you would like people maybe with similar personalities,
similar characteristics.
Like, I think in general, sometimes when we date people, we can see, oh, you're kind of basically just like my brother or my sister or like my best friend. Like I can see these personality traits, which I naturally get along with. So I actually don't think it's that shocking that your friends, like a person that your friend has once seen as a potential, you're now seeing as a potential too. Right. I do think the very big green flag here is that she was the one who suggested this might actually be a really good person for you. Mm-hmm. And it can show that she has a bit of a detachment in that area. That could also be tainted by the fact that, I'm not trying to get you to overthink, but that could be tainted by the fact that she has her own person now. Mm. And if that person was not to be there, emotions could change. You just don't know how people are.
Right.
However, it sounds like they've progressed so much in their relationship that she actually just has eyes for what's already hers. And she's basically fine. Like, I think your friends, assuming the best, literally want the best for you.
Yep.
They want you to be happy. And if she's suggesting this person could make you happy, I think it's worth just having check-ins, you know, along the way, which are, I'm actually really happy in this relationship, or I'm really going to step forward and explore this relationship. Do you feel any type of way about this? But saying that, let her know that once it gets to a certain point, her feeling some type of way is not going to matter.
Mm.
Do you get what I mean? Because I do think there's that, oh, I'm being cautious about your feelings. I'm being cautious about how you feel about this person. And then if anything does change, you're now thinking, damn, it's between my best friend or this my boyfriend. And it's like, you've got to also let her know, once we progress and we proceed,
you got to wrap it up, babe.
That's it.
That's it.
You have no more claims on this. You know what I mean? That ship sailed a very long time ago. And so all I say is go into it with your eyes wide open, but definitely go into it, because it sounds like you actually, yeah, you, somebody who's talking about, I liked his personality, I stop like his it. Smile, I went to check our Facebook messages. You like him already.
Yeah, you like
you
him.
Like him. You like him. And the last thing I will say is, I think we're going to talk about this in one of our points, actually. Mm. Don't fear people's opinions or thoughts about your origin story.
Yeah.
Because I think the thing that can creep up or even be playing in our subconscious could be, if this was me, if people ask us how we met, I would actually feel very like awkward saying it was, he went out with my best friend.
All we need to say is my best friend.
We all knew each other in childhood. All knew each other. That's all you need to say. Oh, we all went to school together. Or we all went to the same church.
Everybody will come with this, oh, if it was me.
Do you get what I mean? Though. It's not you. And also, you should really pursue what makes you happy. And you are not crossing any boundaries here.
Exactly.
And that's actually something I want to say earlier. There is no universal girl code. I get that you're saying like, oh, I don't know like whether I should date my best friend's ex situationship.
Yep.
But there's no universal answer to that. It really is determined between you and your friends. And that's even when we had that big discussion as a squad, it was kind of like, okay, there is no right or wrong thing here, but you knowing me, don't do that.
Exactly.
Do you get what I mean?
Exactly.
So I think the fact that your friend, again, has let you know, I'm not fazed by that. If you date him, that's fine. Then it lets you know what your sisterhood code is, or what your girl code is between each other. You can actually date my ex situationship. Do you get what I mean? And that might be different if it was a boyfriend, if it was an ex-husband. Mm-hmm. And those things constantly need to be revisited and communicated.
Ex-husband.
You are not dating my ex-husband. There is absolutely no... I have to
ex-husband.
Be dead.
Even dead.
I have to be dead.
Even dead, a significant amount of time will need to have passed before you think it's... You know what's even funny? This is so tangential. But I was watching a show. What was it called? I can't remember what it's called. If it comes to me, I was watching a show on Netflix. And basically, these folks had been on a plane and their plane had landed, but they didn't realize that they had fast forwarded 5 years in the future. They had remained. Come and see, this babe has come back, and her best friend and her fiance had gotten married and they were about to have kids. In that situation, I'ma need y'all to give it minimum like 5 years. Let him grieve me. Grieve me first.
Just
in case I come back in a freak accident on a plane.
Damn.
Can you imagine coming back? Literally, you've spoken to your fiance on the phone. You've now, the plane has landed, and your best friend and your fiance are married and trying for kids. Grieve me a little bit. Lakers. At least be engaged. Why are you married?
But it's 10 years.
No, it's 5 years.
Oh.
So 5 years from their disappearance, where they had been presumed dead, fiance to your
marrying
my bestie.
But that aligns with your timeline.
No, but can you be engaged? Why are you... They're married. They've progressed.
But that's what you said,
far.
Fiance, and trying to have kids.
Okay, yeah. No. They're married.
Oh, okay.
As in, they're married.
Okay.
They've been married for like 2 years now.
Okay.
Can
you grieve
me for the full 5 year period?
Yeah.
At least if you're
your
fiance, I can break that stuff up when I come back. But
then, do you feel like, sorry, another tangent though? That also depends on the age and stage of life.
That's
the name of it. The age and stage of life you're at. Because
that's
if
true.
You're like, I actually need to have kids at some point.
Yeah. But must it be
that person? Yeah, I completely hear that. I completely hear
trauma
that.
Trauma bonding.
I completely hear that. But that's what it is. It's trauma bonding. But also like...
Stop it.
Like, she's a nice girl. There's a reason why we're
friends.
No,
but it was terrible because she was writing Facebook messages to her presumably dead friend. Saying, yeah. Oh, I love you so much. I wish you were with us every single day. Like, oh, I'm getting married to XYZ.
Okay, why are you sending those Facebook messages to someone who is dead or missing? What does that even
mean? It was
mean?
Like a memorial of
no,
this person.
No, don't do that. Write that in your journal.
At least that dead day. If Courtney ever, if you guys catch me doing up a status on Instagram or RIP.
But the thing is, if I, by God's grace, when I get married, if I, God forbid, pass away, if I died, even if I had kids and like my partner was, it's going to sound weird, but like, I think you're a great option.
Oh,
if you were
friend.
Single as well, yeah. Like I would want you to be the stepmother to my kids, or like I would want you to be there for my partner, and if that evolved into a romantic relationship, I'm dead. Like I see, my emotions can't be hurt by that. Now if I knew something was going on before I passed,
it was
I will haunt you.
The speed.
Simple as
said something.
Literally
the speed for me is grief.
Yeah, it's
well.
The speed, it's the speed. And also, is there any bleed over?
Right
If there's any crossover,
wrap it up.
You're doing wrong But anyway, sis, in essence, proceed with caution.
Yep.
Proceed with wisdom, but proceed.
Yeah. I love that. Was so
proceed. Enjoy your time. That hope it actually funny. Ends up being something really beautiful. And yeah, just helps. I hope that you maintain your friendship and a blossoming romantic relationship too.
Love that for you, girl.
Fantabuloso. So into the conversation, 10 things you need to leave behind in 2023.
Stop.
Do you want to kick off or I kick off?
I think you kick because you've got a very important player at the top that needs to be
a priority. Okay,
a
cool.
Prioritize.
Number one for me is leave behind not investing in your relationship with God.
That part.
Now, I am not enforcing any religious views on anybody. However, I think one thing that we've discovered through many testimonies on the internet is life is spiritual.
Ah.
Life is spiritual.
Listen,
if you are under the assumption that we are just walking around the earth dealing human to human and we're all just gonna, you know, pass away and become compost, you are wrong.
You think you're gonna be soil? There's more
you
to us.
You are wrong. There is more that in is the so world funny. There is more to life and your soul and your being as a person mm-hmm. than just your human interactions mm-hmm. But I think one thing that I have deeped the older and older I get is right. life is not meant to be done alone. You need community, but 100%. Also you need God. Like 100%. The sanity, the comfort, the guidance, the strength that I have received mm-hmm. from my faith, my relationship with God, my spirituality yep. has really, it has changed my life in such a way that cannot even be explained. And I think that we can both attest to that fact, but also it has grounded us in something so solid, something mm-hmm. so unchanging and unwavering, that it has encouraged us in moments and matured us as people. And so as people look to us and they're like, oh my gosh, it's going a growing journey. I want what you guys have, or I want to be like you, or you guys are so inspirational. It's underpinned by faith mm-hmm. and taking intentional steps to really cultivate that relationship with God, that transformation and character. And I think if you are going to embark on being the person you want to be in 2024, you're going to need not only the grace of God, but the comfort of God as well. Because I think there are so many ups and downs in that journey that we often get, you know, sent dilemmas about, or for we sure. hear about, or we even face as people mm. that genuinely a personal development podcast, even your friends sometimes can't get you through. But sometimes a good crying session in front of God,
100%.
A good journaling session, a good prayer can change everything. And I think we've genuinely seen the fruits of loving God. And it's not just fruits in terms of prosperity, it's been fruits in terms of sanity mm-hmm. and peace and joy and the acceptance of certain things, but also the boundaries and the refusal 100%. And the decision to not accept certain things. You know, I'm not going to accept that this is the direction my life is going to go in. And partnering with God to change your life has been life-changing.
Necessary.
So yeah, I would definitely say stop neglecting that area of your life. Yes, you can pen down all of these goals. I want to do this, I want to do that, I want to do this, but I think it should all be underpinned by mm-hmm. that spiritual aspect mm-hmm. and that genuine love and submission, I guess, mm-hmm. to God and allowing him to love you back 100%. And lead you.
No, I love that. I love yeah. that point. And that was the exact reason I wanted you to start with that point, because yeah. God needs to be first. He needs Literally. To be at the center. Like when it says in the Bible that Jesus is like the cornerstone.
Yeah.
The cornerstone in architecture is the structure that holds everything else yeah. in place. When that falls, everything falls to pieces. So I encourage those of you that are listening that may have a life that feels like it's falling to pieces. Mm. You might want to embrace a cornerstone in mm. your life, and that is your relationship with God. Mm-hmm. And I think I love what you were saying about the difference between spirituality and the physical, right? Yeah. Deal with the spiritual and you will overcome in the physical.
100%.
I think because we often focus on the physical manifestation of things, we can neglect that actually we're dealing with spiritual stuff yeah. that has a face that is physical. Yes. I was watching a sermon recently that came up. The pastor was talking about you maybe, for example, encountering a relationship with someone that's very, very negative mm-hmm. and you're dealing with that person and you're angry at that person and you're allowing your emotions to really grip you in that moment. But if you stopped for a second and thought, is this a physical matter or is this an issue of the spirit? Are there things that I need to do to subject myself to the spirit to deal yeah. with this better? Are there ways that I can allow myself to come up a little bit and then come down?
Yeah.
That's what the spirit does. It allows you to come up and then come down and come back.
Yes.
And I think that especially as we are stepping into 2024, your relationship with God needs to be first.
Yep.
First, centered, Just listen, when you wake up in the morning, please just thank God that you're even alive. There are some
people,
as we're speaking into this podcast, there are some people that didn't make it. You're listening, you made it.
That's the thing. It's the gratitude. It's the people will let you down, guys. Glory. If there's anything we've learned in this life, people, we are fickle, including us. Like, we've even noticed in our own personal development journeys, like, how many times are we dealing with, I don't trust myself, I don't have self-esteem, 100%. I failed myself so many times, or I failed so many times. And it's like, give yourself grace as a human, as an imperfect human, because God gives you the same grace, 100%. Right? But you do have to find something which is unchanging and infallible.
100%.
And that to us has been God. And like, on a very, very last day, and you guys are going to think I'm joking, but the amount of witches and wizards we walk amongst,
it's not a joke.
The devilish demonic powers we are living amongst, the forces of evil,
it's not a joke.
You guys will think it's games. It's not. Life is an actual roller coaster. And I think if you're not careful, you'll be so under-equipped deal with the things of our hearts and people and relationships and struggles which you didn't see coming. And honestly, life is so spiritual, and like, we walk around. And the thing that's funny is, the more you learn about, like, people are always quick to brush off, like, oh, the devil's not real, or like, oh, evil doesn't exist, or demons and are not real and stuff. But when you meet people who do believe in that, their discipline in their belief,
different.
Their discipline in their growth in different, that area different. Is crazy. You know who I really rate? Witches. Because witches, witches, let's be clear, we're on opposing sides.
Yeah.
So when I say I rate you, please, this is not an alliance.
Yeah, it's not an alliance.
This is not an alliance.
It's just an appreciation. Look,
the principles.
Exactly.
And that's the thing. They understand the principles.
Exactly. That which has the capacity to do good has an equal capacity to do evil, right? Yeah. Like, the same discipline that, you know, witches can, well, not the same, a discipline that can be used just in case. Listen, they'll take a clip from the thing and say, you're a witch. Please, I'm not. The discipline that witches employ, or those that are very particular about the way they deal in the spiritual, needs to also be applied within your own life.
Yeah.
There was a saying one of my friends, one of my friends said a while ago, that is one of my favorite sayings. That is, the devil works hard.
Ah!
Those that oppose him must work harder. You need to work in the areas of the spirit. Listen, the devil works harder.
He
has worked so hard that you believe he doesn't exist.
Come on, preach it.
The
devil works hard.
Over time. Hard. He wakes up and he's like,
going to work. In your life.
He's working so hard that it's part of the fabric of your reality.
Yeah.
So we encourage you, as you're stepping into 2024, do not neglect the spiritual.
Don't. That's my first point.
God damn. Opening it fast. Coming and swinging. I feel like Adonis in the boxing ring. Let me have a look at the points. Which one shall we talk about first? Charles, since we're talking about things that are being spiritual, one thing that is spiritual that needs to be left alone is the gender wars. Men versus women, this person versus this person, infidelity and cheating. Let me tell you, that infidelity is even a spirit. It must be, because you guys are running amok. No, you guys are running amok.
Big fact.
And I say that because it reminds me of the viral clip that we posted where we said we don't believe in infidelity.
Oh, yeah.
We think cheating is wrong.
Come and see manifesting. People were manifesting.
According, I have heard of demons. I saw them. I interacted with them. Not just in public, but in the DMs. You're entering our DMs. Trying to tell me why I shouldn't be talking to men this way. Am I speaking to men? Or am I speaking to spirits? Am I speaking to spirits? Because it's only a spirit that will be gendered like this.
It's only a spirit that could be gendered like
anyways, this men versus women. That is hilarious. Gender wars, this fighting needs to stop. Because let me tell you, there are real wars that are going on.
Ooh.
And the one of, you know, gendered expectations, the one of gender norms, the one of people having unfruitful conversations where they seek to ridicule each other rather than listen and understand and do a work of reparations. It's got to go.
Yeah.
It's got to go. We're getting far too old. We are getting far too overexposed to nonsense. We are getting far too used to all of this contrite, nonsensical behavior online. It's become so normalized for me to turn on my laptop, my whatever device that I have, and see somebody bashing someone of a different gender just because they refuse to do the work at home. They refuse to go to therapy. They refuse to mend the broken relationship with whatever caregiving responsibility person they had that, you know, failed them. And now they've brought all of that repressed anger, repressed hurt, upset, and projected it onto an entire community of people that they don't know from Adam. Why are you still hurt over a heartbreak that happened when you were 12? Why are you still hurt that a woman rejected you and rejected your advances? Why are you still hurt and upset about the fact that your mother, for whatever reason, has been doing X whatever to you? But more importantly, why are you bringing it online? You thought about that. You didn't. Because you wanted the platform.
Come on. But then on the flip side of that, because the sisters are listening. Oh. Sis, let me talk to you real quick.
Come around the corner.
Remember that dilemma from last week about like wanting to get married, but at the same time hating men? What you need to leave behind in 2024 is the offense and the grievances and the hatred you have towards a gender you want to engage in romantic relationships.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
With now, please hear me out. I get it. Most of it is deserved. I'm not even gonna fight you. I'm not even gonna fight you on it. But the same way we're out here telling men, how can you desire a woman and yet hate her at the same time? Sis, I have to say the same is true on the vice versa. Do you get what I mean? And I think the reason why I wanted to highlight that is, and I love that you mentioned when you said this point that it's spiritual. Marriage, healthy marriage, is a beautiful thing. And it is the sign of a flourishing generation and a flourishing community. I don't think it is coincidental that whilst deep down, if we're all being honest with ourselves, well, most of us are being honest with ourselves, we desire this thing.
100%.
We are still being conditioned and programmed to oppose it.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
And I think that there is so much overtime that the devil's doing to make us forfeit our destinies and forfeit our actual desires. And I fear that for our generation, it will be too late by the time we realize what we've done. Because if we're not careful, in 20 years, 30, 40 years, we will actually see the fruit of this. These conversations, this much social media exposure, all of these podcast clips, we're going to see the fruit of it. And unfortunately, the fruit isn't just going to be a whole bunch of single people. It's going to be a whole bunch of broken people.
Right.
Because regardless, we all, well, a lot of us still want to have sex. We still want companionship. And if we don't do the work of healing, understanding, listening, and really trying to be better for each other, what we're going to see is we're going to see a whole bunch of hurt people in relationships or situationships with each other, having kids who they don't know how to raise and love properly, not loving each other properly either. And we're going to realize the wrongness of our ways. Do you get what I mean? Our society, like the entire fabric of our society, is going to shatter because there aren't going to be stable homes. There are going to be happy people. So if we don't do the work of like actually saying, nah, let's, okay, there are issues. there are grievous issues. There are issues, right? But let's actually try and work through them rather than making them talking points and enjoying the drama that comes with it, because we're going to get so distracted. And that's how the enemy often works, distraction. If I can distract you to be occupied with something which isn't really the fight, right? All the arguments, all of the bickering, all of the men are this, women are this, then you're not actually going to deal with the real issue, which is the fact that I'm robbing you of the ability to have a wholesome and stable future and society.
Absolutely.
And that's what's going to be taken from us. Absolutely. So it's a two-way street. We can't tell the men to stop doing it, but us women are delighting in 110%. It too, you know? Just basically, I'm just saying, don't cancel out your destiny. Don't cancel out your future.
Be canceling. And also focus on healing.
Yeah.
Like, when I think of covenant, hey guys, disclaimer, we're Christian in case you haven't like got noticed. Yeah. Because, you know, hashtag offensive. We are Christians, but that belief.
Not hashtag offensive.
Yeah, nah, because sometimes you be stating these things and people will come and fight you.
100%.
Okay, 100%. My fights are not just fought by me, just to let you know. They're also fought by my gracious Father in heaven.
Glory be to God.
So we want these covenant, purposeful marriages. And when you get married, it is the binding of one and one to make one. Some of you guys are 0.5.
Yeah. Geez, some of you are negative.
You're 0.5. You're at a deficit. Duh. When you add 0.5 to 1, you think, 1.5, at least, you know, we've covered the... But if 1 and 1 in the covenant marriage is 1, if you're bringing a deficit, that becomes your marriage. Mm. Your covenant is built on a deficit. Mm. And right now, many of us should be focusing on how do we get from a place of deficit to
wholeness.
You can't enter into any of these purposeful relationships without wholeness. Mm. And this is not to say that you're going to be perfect, but you do need to be whole.
Mm.
And there's so many of us, the reason that we are broken is because pieces were taken from us when we were younger. Speak you need to it. Restore and recover those pieces before you go and break somebody else and steal their pieces.
Yeah.
Because that's what happened. This is what happens in so many of the relationships we pursue in the modern day. As broken people who have had pieces taken out from us, we go in search of other people, some of us knowingly, some of us unknowingly, and we rob them of their pieces. And this is why none of us are having fruitful relationships.
Yeah.
Why we're not being able to, you know, enter into covenant, because we're broken.
Yeah.
None of us are whole. None of us are one. We cannot now become one. We're 0.5. Yeah. Some of us 0.2, 0.00 something, robbed, stolen, taken.
Yeah.
And listen, I am sister, brother, I am so sorry what was done to you when you were young. I'm so sorry. Mm-hmm. And I'm so sorry that people didn't see you. Mm. I'm so sorry that things people were robbed from you, stolen from you. Things were destroyed. Your heart was broken into pieces again and again and again. But let me tell you something. The way forward isn't to steal from others. Mm-hmm. You can't rob from others to restore your own. You have to focus on becoming whole, restoring yourself first. Mm-hmm. And only from that point can you continue to build. But what you're doing is bad. You need to stop.
Oh,
you need to stop.
Misbehaving all over the gaff.
Stop You're that. Not doing anything but breaking things.
Stop that.
You can't. You have to stop.
Wow.
But that's
a solid
point too.
That's a solid point too. Okay, point three. Please, let's leave behind the 2023 shame and embarrassment.
Oh, man.
I guess linking on from the spiritual. Wow, it's highly spiritual.
It's giving the spirit is moving.
No, but more generally, like, I think a lot of us are scared to really step into the fullness of what we want because we feel shame from a previous season or we feel embarrassment for what could potentially happen in a future season.
Yep, yep.
So for example, what if people have something to say about me? What if what if people think that this is moist or this is cringe or all of that embarrassment, right? Around, I don't want to feel ashamed for what I'm doing. Is stopping you from stepping out of the box, number one, but also the shame that you're feeling around your past is keeping you chained to it, right? You, in order to move forward and into this new year, you cannot afford to allow the past failures or the things that happened to you in your past, which weren't even your fault, lie to you about who you are and what you're capable of.
Yep.
If you're really going to become someone new, someone better, someone optimized, enhanced, you're really going to have to believe in the fact that what has happened to you doesn't define you. What you've been through or what you have done is not the be-all and end-all of who you are or what you are capable of. And if you allow yourself to be literally shackled by shame, what you allow yourself to do is believe in a whole bunch of lies surrounding who you are mm-hmm. and what your life could possibly be. Mm-hmm. And so mm-hmm. if you are penning down all of these goals and all of these, oh, I want to have achieved this, but you're still tackling feelings of shame and feelings of embarrassment, my love, I'm sorry to break it to you, you're not going to achieve it. And 100%. You're going to be the one who's holding yourself back. So allow yourself to actually be free from it. Forgive yourself and remind other people that they also should forgive you. Do you get what I mean?
Get them out of here.
And get them out of here. At the end of the day, I think we really need to learn to contend for our futures. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that will hold your future hostage is shame mm-hmm. and a whole bunch of embarrassment. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So let that thing go. And even if it's, well, how do I do that practically, Courtney? You might need to invest in some therapy. Mm. You might need to really spend some time, investing some time into reflecting, journaling, digging deep around the things that you believe about yourself,
yep.
your history and your story, mm-hmm. right? Listen to the Find Replace Ourselves. Find Replace Ourselves? What the hell was that? Listen to the Find... I'm going to say
place, the listen to
why is my brain seeing it as the Find Replace Ourselves? Listen to The Place We Find Ourselves. Mm. Is it Adam Young?
Yeah, Adam Young.
By Adam Young. Amazing podcast, mm. which talks a lot about like faith and spirituality, but also like trauma, pain, healing, therapy. And I think, is it Therapy for Black Girls? It's another podcast that talks about therapy as well. I think it's just important to get yourself in that space of analyzing what it is you have come to believe about your life, mm-hmm. about your story, about your narrative, not just what's happened, but also mm-hmm. what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. And so as much as you can decorate it with, oh no, I've penned down all of my goals for 2024, but do you believe them?
Yeah.
Do you actually believe them?
Yeah.
And it could be your past, or it could be shame, or it could be embarrassment that's stopping you from believing not only in yourself, but also in your goals and your achievement of them. Yeah. So yeah, leave that shame and embarrassment behind and stop shaming and embarrassing people.
Yeah, stop it. No, it's really cringe. It's really quite embarrassing. It's
quite horrible.
A lot of people will shame you and embarrass you because they have things that they need to change, develop and grow about themselves. Don't project your own shame and embarrassment onto other people. Mm-hmm. It stinks.
It's horrible.
But I absolutely love that point. I love what you were saying around like, don't allow yourself to be a prisoner of the past. Why? Like genuinely why?
Yeah.
But also challenge the negative self-talk when it comes up. Some of us, we are not friends with the voice in our head or the voice in our hearts, right? Like ask yourself, is the voice in my heart kind to me?
For me or
if it's not
me.
Kind to you, exactly. If it's against you, if it's not kind to you, then that's not, that voice is not coming from a place of love. It's not coming from a place of the Holy Spirit. Mm. It really sounds like the enemy that you're dealing with. Mm. And you need to uproot that from your life right now. So challenge your internal self-talk.
Yeah.
Who is the sister that is speaking to you from the inside of your heart? It should always be kind.
Yeah.
It should always be graceful. Yes, it should be convicting, but it shouldn't be a voice that encourages you to stay in a place of shame.
Yeah,
we are encouraged to go from a place of grace to glory and from glory to glory.
Freedom.
Some of us are stumbling at getting to grace. We haven't even gotten to the I've finally overcome, I've finally forgiven myself. Forgive yourself and move on.
Yeah.
We've hit a pit stop. We're grateful for the fact that we've gotten to the end of this year.
Yeah.
This is now the time for you to shirk off any kind of negative internal self-talk that you have that is preventing you from moving forward.
Yeah.
Challenge the voice in your head. Mm. If you are not for me, then you are against me.
Get out.
And if you're against me, you gotta go. It isn't a question of who am I? It's a question of who am I not to?
Mm.
What is stopping? Like genuinely, what is stopping you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, one of my favorite sayings is, who's going to beat me?
Who's going
to
beat me?
Nobody. As long as you're not breaking the law.
Simple as.
Who's going to beat me?
Yeah.
Who are you not to?
Yeah.
This life is so fleeting.
Mm.
You might as well spend it trying to live your best life.
Yeah.
Live your best life. You deserve it.
Really go for it. And something that's linked to this as well, and I'll talk from like a personal angle in full transparency, is perfectionism.
Yeah. Yeah.
When you hold yourself to a very unattainable, unrealistic standard,
ridiculous.
You constantly feel like, one, you've fallen short,
yep.
two, you can never actually amount to who you envision being the perfect, most deserving person of happiness, love and joy. God, oftentimes we hold ourselves to standards that God doesn't even hold us to.
Right.
This is a journey and sometimes you are going to fall short.
Yep.
The beauty of life and the beauty of faith is that when you fall short, you can get back up.
Yeah.
When you fall short, there is something making up the difference.
100%.
If you hold yourself to this crazy standard, you constantly feel like you're letting yourself down, you're letting other people down, and you're purely incapable of becoming a good, happy person.
Yep.
That is not true. Drop this unrealistic standard that you have for yourself to constantly be perfect. No one wants that from you. No one needs that from you. What people need from you is somebody who is trying. What people need from you is somebody who actually thinks in a growth, hopeful, mm-hmm. optimistic mindset. Mm-hmm. What people need from you is somebody who is just willing to show up
right.
and do the work. And if that's all that you are able to do, and that's all you cultivate in this time, you are 95% of the way there. The remaining 5% you're waiting for is just the manifestation of those skills, the manifestation of that effort. But if you do not conquer those things, all I need to do is show up. All I need to do is try. All I need to do is be able to give myself another chance. You're never gonna, you will never make it.
Again, maybe 2025.
Do you get what I mean? And you'll just come around to the same thing because you've got the same toxic mindset.
Yep.
You're still holding yourself to an impossible standard. Stop it. Just stop it.
Rest, beloved, rest. Here's to the positive self-talk.
Come
on. Get out of here. Shame and embarrassment. We're not embarrassed around here. It's a mental frame. Man, we're not mental.
You're next.
Speaking of not mental, we need to get rid of the weaponization of therapy speak. Ooh-wee. You've gaslit me. Ooh-wee. He's just a narcissist. Ooh-wee. You just don't understand me. You need to go to therapy. Listen, as a podcast that actively encourages professional help, some of y'all need professional help for the professional help y'all be getting, because it's crazy out here. Everybody thinks that they're a therapist.
Oh, everyone thinks they can diagnose.
And this is the thing. You're not qualified to. This is why we don't diagnose people, right? We don't say, oh, you're a narcissist. Or it sounds like a narcissist, but we can't give that final diagnosis. You got to go to the therapist
Therapist do their work. It reminds me of what Kelechi was saying at the live show.
Yeah.
And she said this phrase, which is constantly roaming around my brain.
Yeah.
She's like, we all learned that you've gaslit me, you're a narcissist, and we're all here lambasting each other with vocabulary.
Just all this vocab. Adjective.
Stop it. No, stop it. It's not cute.
It's okay.
It's not cute.
Listen, just because somebody did something you didn't like doesn't mean that they're a narcissist.
It's a whole bunch of self-righteousness. I hope people know that. You think you're better than people, which is why you're throwing around these words you heard on a podcast.
And the thing is, it's actually the improper deployment of the term. The context at which you heard, you know, narcissist was, you know, at diagnosis level or even within the context of your own problems. You were at your therapist and they said, this person sounds like they gaslit
you. About you.
No. And then now there was even a case of a celebrity that was going through a breakup with his girlfriend, and he had been sent her this really long paragraph and was like, you gaslit me, you did X, Y, Z, this is why I'm leaving you, you're a narcissist, Whilst I get that therapy gives us language to articulate our problems, I don't know if it has given us the capacity to articulate other people as problems.
We have started
to project the problems we have with people as people. They've now become the identity of the person as opposed to the characteristics. Good. So it's very possible that you're dealing with people with narcissistic traits, but you don't have the capacity to diagnose them as a narcissist. It's very possible that you have been indeed gaslit, but you can't be called gaslighter. Everybody get your lighters, gaslighter. You know?
Literally.
Just because I put out a fire, does that make me a fireman?
Come on.
Just because I boiled an egg in the morning, am I a chef? I can't cook for you. I can't.
Not a fire chef.
I can't. You know what I mean? It needs first of all, it needs a repetition.
Yeah.
And a persistence. Mm-hmm. Second of all, it needs a professional diagnosis. Yes. And third of all, what are you actively achieving by labeling somebody with something or labeling them with, you know, a diagnosis that hasn't been clinically or professionally, you know, verified?
Yeah.
What are you actually gaining beyond your own self-esteem?
Yeah.
I think you're completely right. There is a power and there is a pride in being able to diagnose 1,000%. Others, in being able to position a problem as outside of yourself.
Yeah.
It also means that you get to disengage, because remember, when you're engaging with somebody else, and look, I'm not trying to victim blame or whatever, but on when we step back a little bit, for the less extreme cases of, ah, he's just a narcissist or whatever, there could, you know, very much be an element where you've made some poor decisions that has also contributed to this circumstance. Yeah. And I think that at the very extreme cases, it allows for a lot of people to defer accountability. Mm-hmm. You are hiding behind all of these extreme verbosity. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden it is, I'm fighting vocabulary. Mm-hmm. Me too, I'm fighting vocabulary with you. The other person is even struggling to understand, what is narcissist?
Yeah.
What is this? Yeah. Oh, you heard on TikTok, this person used narcissist in this
and
context.
And people are doing it a lot with their parents.
Crazy.
You're doing it a lot with your parents. And I think the beauty of what you said is when you get a professional diagnosis of something, there is compassion from the professional.
Right, right.
Because they now know you're dealing with this and now I'm here for the journey to help you. A lot of us are throwing around words, accusing people of stuff, and we have zero compassion and zero intention to help them grow from that point, right? Or learn from what it is they did wrong. Because most of times it's actually just a moment.
100%.
The reason why I say a lot of people are doing this with their parents is you're using this as a reason, like you said, deferred accountability, but also a reason to write them off as something you don't have to deal with anymore. And yet at the same time, you want them to come to the sudden realization of, oh my gosh, yes, I'm a narcissistic gaslighter. Do they have that language, number one? Number two, can they identify their behavior as problematic, especially considering their context, their history, their life experience? And a lot of people are using these words, which are often used in compassionate context with a lack of compassion. Do you get me? When you're in a therapist's office, when you're in a doctor's office, if you're in a mental health home or a mental health hospital, people are not weaponizing these words against you. They're using the diagnosis as a part of the healing. Do you get what I mean? But a lot of us want to use the words and the diagnosis or the terminology to inflict the wound. You can't do that. It's so dangerous, especially in an era that wants to talk about how important mental health is. Do you get what I mean? You're just throwing around all of these loose words, accusing people of this, that, and it's honestly quite damaging. I remember having a conversation with a man in my life who was like, one of his exes called him a whole bunch of stuff, and it drove him to therapy for 3 years because literally he had like a genuine breakdown around like, oh my gosh, am I actually that person? Is a woman actually perceiving me as this, that? And it was his therapist who was like, you are none of these things. Like, I have assessed you. I have had sessions with you every week. I have heard everything about
clinical diagnosis,
and there is nothing about you which is like this. But his fear was, I don't want to be a danger to the people in my life. And they were like, you're not. This person was a danger to you. And I know that's the rarest of instances, but what we're saying is use these terminologies carefully, but also with compassion, and less often, because you're not qualified,
and focus on the behavior and characteristics. You know what, even in terms of giving feedback or describing people, be careful not to label them. Focus on their actions and their characteristics. So even if it was coming across as narcissistic, you need to be able to articulate, this came across to me as narcissistic. I'm not calling you a narcissistic person, but this came across to me. Well, like, I felt that you gaslit me in this instance, because it gives people room to change and room to be more.
Yes.
You are more than just a narcissist or a gaslighter. Even when it comes to trauma, I don't want to invalidate anybody's trauma. And I think what's been beautiful about surfacing trauma is we now have language to articulate what we went through.
Yeah.
However, not everything that we go through is a trauma. No. It's not everything. Sometimes you just got roughed around the edges. Sometimes just rough around the edges.
That's so funny. Just, not everything that we experience is a trauma.
It's not a trauma.
It's true.
It's like when I think of, and again, not to validate, the fact I even have to give these disclaimers, that shows you somebody's listening and saying, ouch.
Yeah.
It makes me think of when you are being wounded.
Yeah.
Right? It's not every time that your contact with something painful will be traumatic, in that, you know, it will leave a mark, or like it will create some kind of, you know,
something. Incident.
Sometimes it's just an incident. And we hold onto these things as like badges of honor. Almost.
Yes.
We allow ourselves to be entrapped in this false prison of trauma. I was traumatized. And we also allow it to enable us in some of our dangerous behaviors. Yes. I was traumatized, so I can do X,
and also
Y, Z.
We, like you said, we hold onto it as a badge of honor, but we actually don't do anything past that point. It's just like, I was traumatized.
Okay.
Exactly. So what are you going to do to heal?
And even that, you were rude to me. I was traumatized. You were still rude to me, bro. You were still rude.
Using it as an excuse.
This is not a
trauma.
It's not a get out of jail card.
Free card, yeah.
And it really like undermines people that have gone through trauma and needed that expression. They needed that acknowledgement.
But also people who have gone through trauma yearn for help oftentimes once they've identified, oh my gosh, I was traumatized. Yeah. Do you get what I mean? They actually yearn for help. Some of you just yearn for the label of trauma.
I was traumatized.
Guys, it's not sexy.
It's that
trauma is not sexy. Please.
No. Stop it. And stop being mean just because you're traumatized. Listen, some of you have gone through some deep trauma that requires a lot of support and help. And we are praying for you.
Do you know the pain of trauma?
But those of you.
People that even have trauma don't want it. So what is wrong?
I was traumatized.
And you're smiling. Traumatized. Even as you say it. My trauma. And you've got to made a whole personal brand of trauma.
Sorry, also,
people who are traumatized don't want to
wrap it up.
They don't like
sorry,
it.
Also, sorry they're that sad. Our characterizations are often American. We watch too many American television shows. We'll try something else that, you know, trauma.
No, the thing is, it's like Africans don't say things like this. Yeah, mental health.
Yeah, what's that?
Mental health.
What is that? Mental health, are you mental?
But then on the flip side, we need to take mental health seriously, and we can't do that if we're also trivializing or weaponizing the terminology.
Exactly. That's my point, girl.
Man, point number five. We might even have to pause it here. Part two. Okay, I'll end it on this one because this one was just genuinely hilarious. Mm-hmm. I recently went to a nursing home to visit a family member. Guys, that was the first time I've been in a nursing home. Guys, I walked into that place. I said, Jesus, death is real.
Stop it.
And they were alive. No offense. This is not ageism. But guys, old age and sickness is real. I know we're all very young. Our key demographics are between 18 to 35. So we're all, but don't be deceived.
And a couple of the ladies in the 40s. Looking right as rain.
We will not be here forever.
Yeah, we won't.
No. We will not be here forever. And I know this like thing of black don't crack.
It does eventually.
Oh, life will break you.
And not only will it crack, it will shatter into pieces.
But also old age is real. Do not become delusioned. I'm getting to my point.
How seriously you're taking
don't
this.
Become delusioned into thinking I'm always going to be young. I'm always going to have my youth. Because right now it's an elixir. Do you get what I mean? Like right now, our youth and the vim, the metabolism, the energy, the bones.
Even
like
some of you are doing, oh, my knees already, my back. Please take your vitamin D.
But that's what I'm saying. Like right now, it just seems so normal. We've always been able to run, skip, and jump. Do you get what I mean? Like it just seems so normal and you can start taking for granted. And then suddenly you get to a stage in life where your bones are rickety and your GP is saying very serious things to your face. Do you get what I mean?
Do you know how funny that is?
The reason why I bring up this point is, guys, these people look like living corpses. Old age is really real. No, God forbid. God forgive me. I know it's somebody's grandmother and grandfather. But like, honest to God, old age is real anyways. So because I went to this,
I'm going
to
leave it
anyways,
there.
Yeah. Old age is very real. Mm. The reason why I bring up this point is, oh my God, guys, let's not take our health for granted anymore. Mm. Let's not take our health for granted anymore. You know, we're all on our health and wellness journeys and we're taking our supplements and stuff, but go for the checkups. Really go to the gym and build up that bone density, muscle density. Take the collagen.
You know how funny that
go
is.
Outside, get some serotonin. You're actually not a serious person. Like no, Renee.
It's the fact that you're unserious but also very serious.
Very serious because I don't want us to get to a stage in life where suddenly we are like, we've got things which are irreversible or like could have been avoided.
Do you get what I mean?
Chronic health conditions. Yeah. Because it was like, oh, I was young and I was dumb. You won't always be young, but you will always be a fool if you're not careful.
You got to reverse that. You got a chance. You get what I mean?
That one is changeable. Age is inevitable. Stupidity is not.
It's not. It doesn't have to be your portion, man.
Exactly. So that's what I'm saying. Like even myself, like I really do want to work in 2024. To holding myself more accountable to the fact that like, yes, getting cute and getting sexy and whatever is nice. Mm-hmm, but at the end of the day, beauty is fleeting. Do you get what I mean? But health is not. 100%. Like, you really have to make sure that you cultivate health. And so putting off your wellness is not about like, oh, I can't fit into a size whatever this year, or like, I want to look cute, I want to be a baddie. It's more so, will my body actually be able to sustain me into my future? And from what I've seen from some of the elderly, their bodies have really tried. Renee, no, I can't, guys. I came home from my nursing home experience and I looked at Renee and I said, Renee.
She looked like she had seen a ghost.
Something has to shift. My days.
No, guys, genuinely invest in your health and invest in functionality and not aesthetics.
Oh, for real.
If there's one thing that I think 2023 has actually shown us is there's so much preoccupation with health as a look and not as a function. Some of you guys look good, but are you going to feel good in 50 years' time?
Real question.
I don't know about that.
And like, menopause is real. And I remember seeing a TikTok of like, somebody was like, it was a Vox Pop and they were interviewing. They were like, what would you tell your younger self? And they were like, build up that muscle density, build up, like, eat your protein, really take care of yourself, take that collagen, go and visit your GP, get that
drink
smear
your water.
Test, drink your water, rest, sleep, like really learn how to manage stress. And like, they were all saying, because they were like, menopause is real and it creeps up on you. And I was just like, rah, like our body's already gone through so many cycles, but there are so many cycles to come, and our bodies and our systems actually need to be prepared for it.
100%.
And I think there can be so much emphasis on planning for the future, but not preparing for it. And you really need to prepare.
100%. Also, your body is the only body that you are going to occupy. It's the only place you're going to live in.
All that plans of, I'm going to move here, or I'm going to do that, it's this same body that's going to take you to do it.
Moving from here, from San Francisco to São Paulo. The two places, you know,
where's
what they
São
have in
Paulo?
São Paulo?
Where's São Paulo?
Isn't that in South America?
Okay. I don't know.
It might be. Guys, as you can see, geography was not our strong suit. We're good, but we're not that good. See, this is where we need to work on in our lives. Anyways, from an S country to an S country. Any country. From Lagos in Portugal to Lagos in Nigeria. You're going to travel in the same body. Your body is the only place that you have to dwell. Treat it with respect.
Good.
And listen, as much as you enjoy, you know, the Twinkies and all the nice stuff. Look, me, I have I'm speaking to myself. Yeah. I have a sweet tooth. Courtney knows this. Yeah. I love sweet things. There needs to be a measure of discipline. In order to get to specific places, you need to have discipline. And that includes with your body, the way that you treat it. And again, not just for aesthetics, but for functionality.
Yeah.
Am I making consciously good decisions to honor my body? Because it's about honor as well, right? It is honoring the fact that this is the body that is carrying you from birth to death. Whilst death is certain, the way you get there,
it's up to you, baby.
You need to be wise. Because some of y'all will be jumping, smiling, running around with your grandkids. Others may be horizontal. You don't want to get there.
Guys, if you saw what I saw at that care home,
you were
in that nursing home.
No,
that literally, like, it really made me think, like, whoa, this, because it could be, it creeps up on you.
It does.
Do you get what I mean? Like, I'm sure every day we age and we don't notice it, but then you, just as we're saying 2023 went really quick, what's us to then be like, suddenly we're 50? And it's like, suddenly all of your choices, you're seeing the result and the fruit of all of your choices.
Yeah. But I think even there's something in that where for a lot of women, we're so busy and we're compelled into chasing youth as opposed to preparing for an inevitable future, right? So even when I think of like skincare or like collagen or all that kind of stuff, a lot of it is all about chasing a prime that has already gone as opposed to preparing for a new future. Prime to usher in a new future. And I think it might even be as fundamental as that, right?
Yeah.
Rephrasing age as something that can be graceful and beautiful.
Yes.
And it's not about reclaiming a lost, like, you won't be 25 again.
Ever.
You won't be 18 again.
Ever.
You won't be 30 again. Mm-hmm. And I think it is living in the present, enjoying the present whilst making conscious decisions for the future you.
Yes,
and respecting and honoring the future you. Because you have a camp of people that are taking care of themselves. But is it really taking care of themselves if they're not even really respecting or honoring themselves as they are right now? Do you know what I mean? Like, menopause will creep up on us, but when it does creep up, are you going to honor it, or are you going to
despise it, spend
thousands of pounds to try and reverse it? You can't reverse aging. You can only
enter into it gracefully. Exactly.
So I think there's even a bit of work that we need to do rephrasing how we see women aging.
Yeah,
it's okay to age. Like, It's what we do every day. You wake up, you've aged. New wrinkles here, it's okay. Even, you know, chasing bodies in the gym that we have no business chasing.
That's the thing. And it's like so much of the emphasis, again, capitalism, patriarchy, all of the above. All of the emphasis is on how you look, how you look, how you look. And it's like, baby girl, you also got to think about how you feel and how you'll live. Because guys, there's no amount of collagen that could correct this. Swear that Nessica.
They get up to storm. They're gonna have to
there's stop. No, thing with there is no dosage.
Stop it.
There is no dosage. There is nothing no, that could bring it. That might sound.
Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Listen.
I was scared.
No, Courtney, please. Stop it. Stop it.
But the thing stop is, it then dawned on me, this could be you. Yeah, it could be. And it may be inevitably one day it would be, but this brings us to the question of God, when are you going to take me?
God, because when is the time?
I don't know if my 90s. I don't know.
Now, but the there's people that are springy in their 90s.
Exactly.
We need to like bring on a sister that's like thriving in her like 80s.
Yeah. No, 90s. If you know them. 90s.
Yeah, 90s.
Near 100. Please, I need to be inspired. To believe there's hope.
We need like a Nesta from 19 something.
I need somebody who saw both wars.
But this is also why you need to minimize stress. So
yeah,
biggest man thing.
Biggest man thing. Oh
yeah, man.
Nah, guys,
we had pointers for days. Jeez. Oh, there was one that I wanted to mention very
quickly. We could get into it next week. Oh, first. Next week's episode. We could cap it at 5.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, stay tuned for next week's episode, I guess.
As you can see, guys, we gist a lot.
We love a good chitter chatter. But you could join in the conversation by following us everywhere on social media at To My Sisterhood. And you can also follow our own individual glowing and growing journeys as we prepare to age gracefully.
Ernesta.
We call upon thee.
Mildred.
At Renee Kapuku and at CD Boating.
And of course, if you want more glowing and growing tips, especially on glowing and growing gracefully through the ages, you can sign up to our mailing list. You should do it now whilst you're young and supple. www.teammysisters.com. Also, if you are interested in therapy and it's, you know, something on this episode really gingered you, we also do have a discount code for our lovely partners over at betterhelp.com. So you better get that help.
See what I did there? It's a talent.
Sisters, we hope. It's a talent.
We really hope that you have an amazing week.
This is how I'm going to be gingering her when we're old, when we're 90. December.
Amen.
Have you seen that meme of like that lady that calls randomly to just laugh? That's me to Courtney. When we're 90, Courtney. Yes, Renee.
Anyways, guys, have an amazing week. Happy December. And we hope to talk to you next week for our remaining 5 things. As always, keep glowing and growing. That is funny.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.